So we're going to talk here a little bit about the glory of God here. And again, we're not scratching the surface. We've had a foundation on what the glory of God is here at Genesis. But this is part of what God promises in 2024. He's going to take us into deeper steps, deeper depths of his word to give us an understanding of how powerful and how unique his glory is set upon his people. So tonight, Abba's agape, his word from his heart, was released during the closing of 2022-23 here at Genesis. And from those words, his declaration is now in the atmosphere to fill what he said he would take place to cover the lives of his beloved sons and daughters in this new year, 2024. So with those declarations released yesterday, again, I encourage you, get into those. Read what God said he was going to do. This year is going to be a tremendous year for the ecclesia, or the body of Christ as a whole. Not only as a whole, but for us individually. Amen? And so receives also from every prophetic word Jehovah spoke, there's an attachment, there's a link connected to his prophetic promises. And in Isaiah 55, God's free offer of mercy to Israel. It's all in Isaiah 55. We're going to break this down, go into a specific section here regarding this presentation of God's glory for his people. Amen? In Isaiah 55, Yahweh speaks to his beloved Israel. And he's telling them, don't concern yourselves about the material things that are in the world, the things that you may be lacking that are material things. Don't be concerned about that. He's saying, I've got your back. I've got you covered. And in verse 3, he says, incline your ear to listen and come to me. Hear so that your soul may live. Verse 8 and 9, in fact, you, Israel, will call a nation that you do not know. And a nation that does not know you will run to you. Because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. And so we understand in this the scripture what parallels our life as the people of Israel. We are spiritual Israel according to the word of God. And so this draw of the glory of God upon our life to this generation is going to be the very thing that is going to draw the unsaved to us. Hello? It's going to draw the unsaved into the church of Jesus Christ. In verse 6, the prophet is inspired to speak by the Holy Spirit to tell Israel, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is near. And we see as we watch social media, not all of it's good, just stay with us on, but the social media, things that are going out through social media that is showing how the people of God are running to the altars of God. Multitudes and multitudes are being saved. Amen. Demonstrations of the power of God through churches and ministry are exceedingly great as God brings a demonstration of his power and love to meet the needs of his people, not only in salvation, but in deliverance and healings. There's a tremendous move of the Holy Spirit. And I believe in my heart that this is what God is speaking about. He places glory upon the ecclesia. He places glory upon his church. He places glory upon you that you would exhibit the power of God's love, that the people, the unsaved, we'll just put it this way, humanity would be drawn to you, that they may hear the good, this great gift of salvation. Yes. Amen? Amen. Let's go to the screen, guys, with 55, verse 8. And we want to break this down a little bit more for you. We're going to sift through this word, and as God has given this, and two, this is a word of encouragement to step us into 2024, again, with that expectancy of God's going to use us, not only in our homes, but outside of our homes as well. All right. Verse 8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and does not return there without watering the earth, make it bear, making it bear and sprout, and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. Hear this, saints. So will my word be, which goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, and without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Hallelujah. So let's break this down here. In verse 11, the evidence of God's prophetic fulfillment is revealed in the life of his only begotten son. Now watch this. My words, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Jesus as the word, please, your undivided attention. Jesus as the word was sent from Abba himself, and he came in the flesh. Verse 11, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without results. Through Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, here's the key. Jesus' ascension. Somebody say ascension. Ascension. Jesus returned to his Father in glory and accomplished the very thing that God desired, to bring salvation to humanity. Amen? Amen. And without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it, Abba's prophetic plan, it predestined before. They said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit said, let there be light. So their plan to redeem humanity was composed, arranged with such a divine strategy that no fallen angel, hear this, oh God, my God, help me. Hear this tonight, saints. That no fallen angel, no demon from darkness, not even Satan himself could separate or alter God's plan for the salvation of humanity. God's plan of salvation, the separation of God's love, his beloved sons and daughters, absolutely nothing would be able to separate them from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, their Lord. How can you say that, Micah? I can say that because I can back it up with God's word himself. In Romans 8, 35, 39, this is what Paul writes to the church at Rome. Inspired always by the Holy Spirit to write such a thing. And Paul writes this because of what he had experienced in the life of Paul and his ministry. He writes this in verse 35, Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution? Hear this, saints. Or famine? Or nakedness, or pearl, or sword? For as it is written, for thy sake we are all killed on the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we were more than conquerors. Is somebody in the house? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Paul goes on to say, after what he endured, he says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor the things that are to come. And he presses in on this by saying, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, demonic spirit, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No matter what you've been through, come on, saints. No matter what you've encountered and whatever direction you may have gone off, God is always going to bring you back to him through his love. And the power of his love that is eternal, the concept of God's love, that when we go before him and repent of the things that are not of him, he's quick to hear and he's quick to forgive. Yes. This is the application God gives us, that when we're offended by somebody, when flesh and blood or whatever other source there, and we need to go to that person to forgive them, God requires we go to them and forgive them. When we've been here on this last year, 2023, and so many people have come forth for prayer. And one of the issues we how can we do this? where we've been asked for individuals to pray and to release is unforgiveness in the heart. Because that unforgiveness becomes a block. It will damage you, will prevent you, will paralyze you from stepping into the place that God wants you to step into. Because as long as that unforgiveness is in there, it becomes a strategy and it becomes a motivation by the enemy to prevent you from going forward to what God wants you to do. Amen? Yeah. And so we give this to you tonight with a smile. Hallelujah. Beloved of God, listen to this. Abba's intention from the beginning was that nothing would have the potential nor the power or the ability to separate, unconnect his sons and daughters from his eternal love. And what every believer has, we got this today. It was so good. So good. And how many times have we talked about being heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ and the inheritance we have? Amen. But this was given this morning in my home there, is that every believer has inherited. Amen. Come on. Yes. As God's chosen. To be heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is the innate, it is the inborn, born again experience. Hallelujah. The ability to live a supernatural life. Yes. A life lived through God's eternal love. It's the love of God in you, saints. We're going to hear this throughout 2024. There's so many prophetic words, powerful men and women of God, apostles and prophets that are proclaiming the same word. In this year 2024, things are going to just erupt and become exposed and benefit the kingdom of God and benefit his kingdom people. That's you and I.
Yes, hallelujah.
You and me, only you and me. No. Nobody else is responding, so that's all right. Praise the Lord. And so, what God wants us here tonight is the love of God in you, working through you, that the words God has you to speak on behalf of his kingdom would come to pass. And as God spoke through the mouth of Isaiah, now hear this, please. It wasn't Isaiah's words. It's somebody in the house. It wasn't Isaiah's words, that prophetic declaration echoed through the corridors of time. And its release is what brought to pass the fulfillment of Isaiah 55:11. God's word spoken through his vessel, his prophet, bringing his word to pass. And it's by the same, hear this, and it's by the same breath of God that declares nothing. Absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus your Lord. And in closing the year 2023 yesterday, God's prophetic promise. Can we release that again today? We're not going to take you through the whole service, just a part of it from yesterday. This was God's declaration to us yesterday. This year 2024 will be the year where the body of Christ will embrace the supernatural gift of prophecy as never before.
Amen.
In this new year, the evidence of prophetic engagements, participations will increase exponentially. Many will be drawn to the sounds, the utterances of prophecy as the triune of God, Abba, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit releases their exousia. Their delegated power of authority for the fulfillment of God's will during this end time move of God for this harvest of souls to enter into his kingdom. You will become participants of this final move of the Holy Spirit drawing souls into his kingdom. It's promised to us. God's promise to you in this prophetic year 2024 is your family and loved ones will receive eternal salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Uh-oh, we froze. We froze. Come on, snap out of it. Hallelujah. to engage in God's plan for the believer's life, they must seek the Lord. Saints, they must seek the Lord according to his word. We stepped into the decade of 2020 with the prophetic declaration that came out of the mouths of his true prophets and apostles, that this decade of 2020 would be a decade of consecration, where God would require that we would separate ourselves unto him. Get into that prayer closet with sessions of intimacy to be alone with him. Amen? We've got to seek the Lord, saints, in this year 2024 with the expectancy of receiving what he's already released into our lives. Amen? Matthew 22:37, this is Jesus' conversation with his disciples. And in the conversation, Jesus replied to them, "You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." The prophetic release from Jesus himself is resonant in the life of every believer as the foundation, come on, of his unconditional love in them. Now in this new year, 2024, comes a directive to the promise of God to those who have a heart to hear and receive what he has to say. Consecration and intimacy with our Lord is the key to your prophetic fulfillment in 2024. So what is God saying? He said, in order for you to receive the prophetic fulfillment, you need to get alone with me in the same way my son got alone with me. And when he got alone with me, I spoke to him. I revealed him. I showed the things that he was going to do. I talked to him about the things I would have him speak. Yes. And as a result, Jesus was able to accomplish everything that Abba spoke to him about, hallelujah, revealed to him about. Yes. And this is that place in your prayer closet where you get alone with God and come into that place of intimacy where everything else is, all the distractions are removed. And it's going to be tough for, it's not even in this, but this is going to be a challenge for many, even many in leadership, where God's going to ask you to separate yourself from your family.
Yes, hallelujah, that's right.
To make him your priority. To get involved, what he's asking you to do in this year 2024. And Apostle Yvonne and I, we talked about this, and we've already stepped in that in part last year, where our children came to us and said, you know, da 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 da, and said, "I'm sorry, we just can't do that right now. God has a schedule and he has a plan for you for 2024. And as rough as and as tough and as challenging as it may be in the natural, I highly recommend and strongly suggest when God asks you bring forth the separation. It could be also from fellowship with your brothers and sisters in the faith. Maybe your biological parents. It may be hard, but it's only for a season. And I encourage you, step into those moments. Step into the season. Because in that, there will be a process where your relationship with Abba himself will become so unique, so profound, and so exact. You won't have to question what he's asking you to do for him and through him to meet the needs of his people. Amen? So now, in this new year of 2024 comes a directive to the promise of God to those who have a heart, to hear and to receive it. Amen? So this release that came forth yesterday, this prophetic, these prophetic declarations, it is to bring the believer to walk through this year, please hear this, in the supernatural realms of God's kingdom, where Abba himself will introduce you to kingdom living with kingdom purpose. Not another Sunday afternoon service here at Genesis, or a Monday night service, or a Sunday service at the churches you go to, or to run to another conference to hear another prophet or apostle speak. Listen to this, please. And we're all for that. I'm the first one to get in line with those things. But to walk through this year, hear this, in the supernatural realms of God's kingdom, where Abba himself will introduce to you kingdom living. Come on. An excellence of living.
Yes.
And with kingdom purpose. 2024 is going to bring changes in the lives of so many of his people. They'll be stepping through doors of opportunity that God had promised and had blessed. And as they step through that door of opportunity, they're going to see God backing them in everything that they put their hands to for his kingdom. Whether it be a spoken word or an action, you're going to experience all of heaven backing you up in what God has asked you to do for this year, 2024. That's not Brother Michael's promise. That's his promise. Amen? So here's a prophecy for this, the latter part of this service tonight. Are you ready? In this year, in this new year, I'm working with one contact here tonight, so praise for Brother Michael. Okay. In this year, reach deep into the realms of the supernatural that you may encounter the power of love, mercy, and grace to operate with the purpose to which you've been called for this season of maturity. On this first day of this new year, I release as a now, somebody say now, as a now moment of anointing to carry you swiftly into the realms of the supernatural to see how heaven operates at my command. The anointing remains fresh. Its freshness does not diminish from day to day, nor does it decrease in its ability to do what I sent it to do. Take hold to the prophetic declarations released yesterday in their entirety. Do not allow one word fall to the ground with their purpose and plans for your life. The enhancement of this anointing will increase. Somebody say increase.
Increase.
Giving improvement, intensification, magnification, amplification, increasing your strength to encounter a demonstration of power from my heaven's realms. To this will fulfill the prophetic promise for repositioning in your direction to the path I have placed before you, in addition to a fresh mindset to correctly steward the gift of the Holy Spirit that abides in you. This is my promise to you, my beloved. Man, I see this prophetic word going straight into the live stream today. Those of you that are home, you receive. I see you receiving this word into your lives today. To this will fulfill the prophetic promises for a repositioning in your direction to the path that I placed before you, in addition to a fresh mindset to correctly steward the gift of the Holy Spirit that abides in you. This is my promise to you, my beloved. Each day in this new year, I, the great I am, will take you from glory to glory, even by my Spirit. It will be line upon line precept, command upon command, line upon line, some today and more tomorrow, says the Spirit of Truth. From that, you will see and you will bear the image as looking in a mirror, seeing how I, the Lord, will transform you, my God, into the image of my beloved Son. Can you receive that tonight, saints? Oh, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo! You're going to see the reflection. When you look in the mirror, you're going to see the reflection of the glory of God. Come on. Sidibiki. On your face. Let's jump to the screen here. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And as always, throughout the years of the ministry of the Holy Spirit at Genesis, one of the exact things that God has done here is that he has used the inspirational gift of prophecy. And when he does that, he'll prophesy, and it's according to the word of God. He will always back up a prophetic word with a written word. And he'll always support a written word through a prophetic word. So here's God's promise in the prophecy we just released to you. Karapa, to the church at Corinth, Paul the apostle writes, and we all, come on, we all, with a veiling face, continue to see as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively, this is 2024 for you saints, get this, are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Got a question for you tonight. How important was it for God's beloved to know of God's glory? Come on. Is God's glory manifested and then have God's glory participate in everything God asked them to do for him? Amasi. In Exodus 33, Moses' conversation with God was one without hesitation. He knew the relevance, the importance, the necessity of God's glory to be a crucial, effective element to do what God was asking him to do. Now, as you read the scriptures there, you see that portion where Moses is speaking to God and he says, hey, come on, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. Now, consider this. Moses is asking God to show him in glory. And prior to that, Moses encounters God on holy ground at Mount Sinai in a bush that burned and was not consumed. Exodus 3. And then in Exodus 13, we see the glory of God manifest as God uses Moses to take over 1 million people crossing through the Red Sea. Now, come on. How many of you know? What's going through Moses' mind? He's just stepped through all these things with the glory of God, and now he's asking God to show him his glory? I got a question when I get to heaven. Anyway. And then when Moses strikes the rock at Oreb and water came out quenching over 1 million men and women and children and all the livestock, gave water to feed them. Well, come on, how many of you know that's got to be the glory of God? I said, that's got to be the glory of God. And yet still Moses requires to see the glory of God go before him. And saints, this is a prophetic promise to you for this 2024, along to what he spoke during yesterday's release. I'm going to add on to the previous prophecy. During this year, this new year you have stepped into, it offers a year of supernatural abundance, where what looks to be impossible for man will become possible from the Holy Spirit. It is a process, a series of actions with steps to be taken by you to take on what is about to be released at my command. Now, hovering in the atmosphere is a series of events that will reveal my glory in the earth, drawing souls into my kingdom. My intention is to get your intention on my directions prepared for you in this now season. My direction is to remove every distraction encompassing you. Yes. To separate yourselves by going into a quiet place to hear my voice with clarity and with distinction. In order to advance in kingdom purpose, old things, past things, must be put away, removed, so I can impart new things, advanced things, that will bring you forward in maturity, where the riches of this word will not affect or redirect the course, the path that I, the Lord, have set before you. Embrace this new year with your arms and hearts open wide towards me. Posture, saints, hear this, posture your minds with a new mindset to accomplish what I am instructing you to do. Do not be influenced by others who say they are coming in my name. Incline your ear to my voice and allow me to speak into you what I'm intending for you in this new year, says the Lord. Advancement to spearhead, to lead as a driving force, to run this race that is in front of you with perseverance, inspired by the Holy Spirit of excellence. Here's the master key to your advancement. Separation from the distractions of the world. Yes, even those sins that would so easily beset you. Separation from the chaos, the confusion, the distractions, from the fiery darts of doubt, unbelief, and high imaginations will be essential to advance forward with momentum for your lives. This consecration, this separation from these strategies will enable you to step into those sessions of intimacy with me, to hear my heartbeat towards you as my beloved and my heartbeat for the souls of humanity. In this new year, allow me to use you. Oh, my God, somebody. In this new year, allow me to use you as an example to others of what it means to surrender your all in all, to die to self, to live in the abundance of my perfect will in the earth as one of my chosen in these last days before the return of my beloved Son Jesus, says the Spirit of the living God. Can you receive that tonight? Will you allow God to use this prophetic word to escort you into this year, 2023, with every intention of his to bring you into that place where he wants you to be? Come on, total surrender. Last year we had 3 different services here of altar calls for people to surrender, and all those were here. We filled the front altar here. And so this year, 2023, God's going to require that we surrender more and more to those things that have become an obstacle or those things of the world that are holding us back to reach the potential that he's calling us into for 2023. And again, as God says, he's chosen you, every one of you, to be an example of what his kingdom has to offer to those who are not saved. And even as we saw here yesterday, the afternoon service, we completed and a few people came up to get prayed as they always do. And a major deliverance took place in the life of one individual. This is part of that high call that God has called you into for 2024. And so as you step into this new year, 2024, step into it with anticipation. Step into it with excitement. Come on. With a tenacity ready to be used by God for what he's asking you to do. And there should be no more hesitation in 2024 when he asks us to step forward into a situation and act upon what he's asking us to act upon or to speak into the life of an individual. There should be no hesitation in that. Because as he spoke yesterday in those declarations, when you step into these things, when you act upon these things, when you speak to these things, you're not doing it on your own. All of heaven will back you up. angels will be dispensed at the blink of an eye. Holy Spirit will be on the scene with you to accurately deliver into the lives of those people what he's asking you to speak into their lives and to act upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There's more there, but Father, in the mighty name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, we release this word as your blessing upon our lives here and those that are joining us online today. And to those who would revisit this stream in the days that are ahead, that the excellence and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, and Father, anyone, as the enemy would try to use anyone to reject what your word has to offer for them in their service today or in the days that are ahead and those that are lying, I'm asking, oh God, that the tremendous work of your agape, the exquisite power of your grace and mercy would find its way into their hearts to readjust their their thinking and set their minds, excuse me, to what your word has to offer for them in this year 2024. So, Lord, I come here by faith, and I release this from this house in the lives of those that are here and those that are online. And simply asking God, do what you need to do. Holy Spirit, do what you've been sent to do in us and through us. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people say, amen, 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 and amen.